Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to, cut through the noise and get to the heart of things. Today, it's all about generative AI in business. There's just so much hype, isn't there? Promises it'll change everything, strategy, spreadsheets, you name it. But we've got this analyst report, and it paints a, well, much more sobering picture. It seems for those really critical business decisions, GAI right now isn't just flawed. It's fundamentally unsuitable without a lot of human handholding. We're going to dig into why this super smart tech sometimes struggles with things, frankly, a kid could do, and what that really means for you and your strategy. Okay, let's unpack this. So yeah, our mission today is a real reality check. We've got our hands on this detailed report. It puts three of the big ones, Anthropic, ChatGPT, Gemini, through their paces, really testing them across key business areas, financial analysis, cybersecurity checks, market research, the important stuff.
What's fascinating here is exactly that tension you mentioned. GAI gets pitched as this magic wand, right? A fix for everything. But this report gives us a really honest ground-level view of where it actually is today. And look, the goal isn't to bash the tech, not at all. It's about understanding what it can do, but also critically where its limits are right now, so you can navigate all this much, much more effectively, strategically.
Right. And hitting that executive summary straight off, the main finding is pretty stark.
Right.
Current GAI tech, it's got significant limitations, big ones, makes it basically unsuitable for business critical decisions unless you've got like constant human oversight. The report actually puts it at a repeatable maturity level
Yeah.
at best.
Yeah. And that repeatable level, that's really key to understand. In process maturity terms, repeatable means you might get lucky sometimes,
Yeah.
get similar results, but the process isn't properly defined. It's not controlled. You don't really know why it worked when it did. It's hoping for the best, basically.
Okay.
And for critical business stuff, you absolutely need a managed level. That means everything's defined, measured, controlled. You know the outcome will be reliable every single time. GAI just isn't close to that yet.
Okay, so why? Why is it stuck at this repeatable stage? The report digs into some really basic limitations, doesn't it?
It really does. And first off, this one's kind of shocking. All the platforms, they struggled with basic counting and simple math. Things that should be absolutely trivial. We're talking accuracy, like 60 to 80% on counting things. Imagine trying to build a financial model on that foundation.
Wow, 60 to 80.
Yeah. Then there's the whole unreliable data issue, market research queries. Oh boy. The report found for the exact same input, the total addressable market, the TAM estimates swung from $4.5 billion up to $96.5 billion.
96, that's unusable.
Completely. And worse, sometimes it cited sources that just didn't exist, made them up, or mashed different market segments together. Just chaos.
Okay, made up sources. That's bad.
And finally, this problem of inconsistent output. You run the same prompt, you get wildly different answers. That variability just makes it fundamentally unreliable for, consistent business use, where you need precision, you need things to be predictable. And think about it for you. In business, inconsistency, inaccuracy. These aren't small problems. They can lead to truly disastrous decisions. Real money, real strategy on the line.
Okay, let's make this concrete. The report had this amazing example, just counting publications on a resume. Seriously, a task you'd expect, I don't know, a third grader, maybe fifth grader, to nail easily. So how did the AI do? A year ago, the answers were super vague, like more than 20. Okay, not helpful. Now, well, it's still pretty weird. ChatGPT said 449 publications, but they had to cut the input document in half first because it was too long for it to handle. Gemini, same input, it comes back with 225. Both totally wrong. Anthropic's Claude. It apparently did the best job by far. At least it tried to categorize things, 34 journal articles, 30 invited papers, stuff like that.
Right, but here's the kicker. Even Claude, the one that did the best job, after it listed all those categories and added them up itself to 534, its individual counts for those categories were still wrong, significantly wrong.
Still wrong, even after breaking it down.
Yep. Like it said there were 116 angel to exit articles. The author manually counted only 84. That's not just a rounding error. That's a major miss on a simple counting task. Honestly, how can a system that can write like complex software code or make realistic images completely bomb on just counting items?
Yeah.
It's kind of mind-bending.
It really is.
And it just forces you to ask, okay, if these incredibly sophisticated systems can't handle a basic, unambiguous task like counting, how on earth can we trust them with complex data analysis? This isn't some, quirky little bug. It feels like it points to a really fundamental difference in how GAI sees or processes information compared to how humans understand context and detail.
That's a really important point. Prediction versus understanding. Okay, so if it struggles with the simple stuff, what happens when we ask it to do complex financial analysis? Let's move from counting resumes to automating these financial consistency checks. The report talks about feeding it GeoWhiz output. What exactly is that?
Think of it as just a specific format of raw financial data output from another system. It includes things like projected exit valuations, marketing spend scores, revenue numbers, data points an analyst would scan.
Got it. So stuff where human analysts could spot problems quickly, like, say, a tiny exit valuation for a company making loads of profit.
Exactly. Or like a massive marketing score for a company that hasn't even made its first sale yet. Obvious red flags to a person.
Okay, so how did the AIs do with that? Anthropic's Claude apparently did pretty good, especially if you gave it really clear instructions. It flagged things like, yeah, that 91% marketing score for a pre-revenue company seems way too high, or $30 million exit value when the company's making $25 million EBITDA. That looks low, so it caught some obvious ones. But then ChatGPT and Gemini, sounds like they had more trouble.
Yeah,
Yeah.
big trouble. Both of them just ignored instructions. Like they were told only show the inconsistencies, but they listed stuff that was fine too, just adding noise.
Okay.
And Gemini even contradicted itself about that exit valuation in different parts of its own answer.
Oh, wow.
But ChatGPT, it produced this absolute howler of a math error. It stated, and I'm quoting the report here, $30 is more than 20 times $30.
Wait, say that again. $30 is more than 20 times $30?
Yep, that's what it said.
That's spectacularly wrong. Not just wrong, confidently wrong, almost funny if it wasn't supposed to be serious analysis.
Exactly. It's not just inconsistent, it's fundamentally broken logic. And here's the really telling part. The author, they spent about 6 hours tuning the prompts just to get the GAI results to this level, which they still called not all that good.
6 hours of tuning for
Yeah.
not all that good results.
Right. And compare that. They then just coded the same analysis checks themselves in a standard programming language. Took about 4 hours. And the result, pretty much right every single time. Reliable. Predictable.
4 hours for reliable code versus 6 hours for flaky AI.
It really puts a dent in that whole AI is always faster and cheaper narrative, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially for tasks that are structured and need precision. Good old-fashioned code might still be way more efficient, more accurate, more reliable, particularly when you factor in this hidden cost of constant, eternal tuning that GAI seems to need.
That eternal tuning, yeah, that sounds expensive. Okay, let's pivot. Cybersecurity assessment. The report mentioned something interesting here, like a language gap.
Yeah, it's a neat point. GAI is pretty good with financial language, right? Because there's just so much financial text online, it's relatively standardized. It learns the patterns.
Makes sense.
But cybersecurity, even though it's technical, the language isn't as standardized online. People don't even always agree on what basic terms like security or cyber fully encompass. There's less consistent data for the GAI to learn from.
Huh. Interesting. So, how did they do when asked for advice on improving a company's cyber program? Anthropic Claude first. Sounds like it was a mixed bag.
Yeah, that's how the report put it. It mostly just spat back facts it found. It didn't really use the specific metrics for improvement that were actually provided in the prompt. So the advice ended up being quite high level, pretty generic stuff.
Okay. And ChatGPT.
Surprisingly, ChatGPT did, quote, a better job on this task.
Okay.
Its results apparently lined up much better with the improvement metrics given in the input. It suggested concrete things like you need formal control systems or start regular executive meetings on cyber. More actionable.
Better.
Yeah.
And Gemini.
Gemini. Well, it produced a reasonably pretty looking report. Looked nice.
Uh-oh, I sense a butt coming.
Big but. The content was full of generic advice like develop a cybersecurity strategy. Well, duh. Or invest in training.
Yeah.
Stuff you could find anywhere online. The report basically said it does not accurately reflect the actual analysis results and was just making stuff up by copying generic advice from the internet.
Ouch, making stuff up again.
Yeah, it's a recurring theme, isn't it? Different tools might be better or worse at specific things, but you constantly see this pattern of ignoring instructions or just inventing things, hallucinating, as they call it. I remember working with this system once that confidently listed academic papers as sources, papers that absolutely did not exist.
Huh.
You have to double-check everything.
Wow.
It just hammers home that you need extreme caution. You need rigorous validation, especially in complex fields like cyber, where generic, made-up advice could be actively harmful.
Okay, this is all quite revealing. It brings us to the big why, doesn't it? Why do these super advanced systems act so erratically sometimes? Why fail at tasks a kid could do? What's actually going on under the hood?
Yeah, it really boils down to how they work fundamentally. GAI isn't thinking like we do. It's essentially a prediction engine. It generates the next word or part of a word, a token based purely on statistical patterns it learned from vast amounts of text data. You can imagine it navigating this huge multidimensional semantic space or cognitive web. Each word it chooses is just the most probable next step based on the words that came before.
So it's probabilities, not understanding.
Exactly. It doesn't understand context or truth in a human sense. It just predicts the likely sequence. Now, the companies that build these, they add system prompts, background instructions, trying to steer the AI towards certain behaviors. You know, be safe, be helpful, be civil.
Your arrows.
Kind of. But to get the specific results you want for your task, you have to guide it into the right corner of that huge cognitive space. And that's why prompt engineering is suddenly this crucial skill. And why it's this constant tweaking process.
Okay.
The report had a great analogy. Talk like an engineer and you will get an engineer. Talk like a salesperson and you will get sales talk. The style, the order, the specifics of how you ask it dramatically shapes the output because it shapes the path the AI takes through that probability space.
So knowing how it works helps explain why it's so inconsistent.
Precisely. And it gives you, the user, maybe not perfect control, but better tools to frame your requests, even knowing the tool itself is flawed.
That's really helpful context. Okay, so let's bring it all together. For you listening, trying to navigate GAI in your business, what's the practical, actionable advice here?
The report does say it's useful for some things, right? Like initial research, brainstorming. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not saying GAI is useless. It can be great for initial research, kicking around ideas, summarizing long documents, maybe doing a first pass analysis, stuff where perfection isn't critical.
But.
And it's a big but. There are some non-negotiable rules and risk controls. Rule number one, the absolute bottom line, do not rely on GAI alone for important business decisions. Just don't.
Oh, okay. Crystal clear.
You must have extensive human expert review. GAI doesn't reduce the need for experts. If anything, it amplifies it because the errors can be subtle and weird. You need to budget for prompt engineering. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's not a one-off setup. It's an ongoing cost. Expect things to break or need retuning every time the underlying model gets updated.
That eternal tuning cost again.
Yeah. Also, test multiple platforms. We saw here one might be okay at finance, another slightly better at cyber. You need to see what works for your specific need. And for anything requiring high accuracy, keep your alternative solutions. Don't ditch your reliable processes just because GAI is hyped. Have a backup. And just generally, approach it all with healthy skepticism. Build strong validation steps into any workflow that uses GAI.
Assume it might be wrong.
Assume it might be wrong. Good advice. The report's postscript also had some, well, frustrating quirks that sound vital to know about, like the stupid safety issue, how easy it is to bypass the safety controls.
Yeah, that was striking. Just rephrasing something slightly, maybe framing a harmful request as science fiction, and boom, the safety nets fail. Shows you can't fully trust those built-in guardrails.
Right, and the sensitivity to wording sequence matters.
Hugely. The order you give instructions can completely change the result. The report found sometimes you have to tell it what to ignore first before you tell it what you actually want it to do. It's finicky. Wow. And this bit about newer versions sometimes being worse, that seems counterintuitive.
It does, right. But the author found newer models sometimes needed more constraints, more hand-holding, and prompts that worked before suddenly broke. Complete retuning needed.
So your prompts have a shelf life.
Seems like it. And finally, the report's verdict on speed and cost. GAI isn't automatically better, often not even faster than a skilled human for complex stuff, but it can sometimes be cheaper, specifically if the alternative human time is very expensive and the task is maybe repetitive or lower value. It's a trade-off.
Okay. Better, faster, cheaper. Pick maybe one sometimes.
Something like that. And all these quirks, they aren't just tech trivia. They're crucial operating details if you're actually trying to use this stuff day to day. Be vigilant. Be ready to adapt. Maybe wear a detective hat sometimes.
So let's try and wrap this deep dive up. The big picture seems to be generative AI. Definitely a powerful tool for certain things, especially maybe parsing text, comparing language and semi-structured data. It can do that. But that repeatable maturity level, it means it's just not reliable enough right now for critical business decisions without a huge amount of human oversight. It actually makes human experts more essential, not less.
That's the core message. And that final thought from the source material is pretty provocative. really sums it up. Current GAI is not a transformative business tool. Approach with extreme caution, substantial resources, and know that human expertise is more critical, not less, in GAI environments. That really flies in the face of a lot of the hype about AI taking over jobs, doesn't it? Suggests the opposite, at least for now.
It really does. Keep the humans front and center. A powerful reminder. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the realities of generative AI for business. We hope this gives you some critical context to think about how you approach and use these tools. Always question the output. Always validate. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into your sources.